Nathaniel Hawthorne, An Introduction. Nathaniel Hawthorne was born on 4th of July, 1804 in Salem, Massachusetts, a town synonymous with the earlier Salem witch trials. It was instrumental in Hawthorne's later use of American Gothic and dark romanticism in his writing. At only 4 years old, his father died, and his mother took him and his two sisters to live with her family, and then on to their own home in Raymond, Maine. The young Hawthorne had a passion for fiction and poetry and voraciously read the works of Anne Radcliffe, Henry Fielding and Lord Byron. He was sent to college at his maternal uncle's insistence. During these years, he met and befriended Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and future U.S. President Franklin Pierce. These friendships were lifelong and to have a crucial impact on his writings and career. At college, Hawthorne had made attempts at writing short stories and essays, but without opportunities to publish. It was only in 1828 that he finally published his novel Fanshawe, to little success, and so he began work as editor for the American magazine of useful and entertaining knowledge. Hawthorne's short stories were first published in magazines, but in 1837 were collected and published as twice-told tales. A steady literary career still did not come his way, and so he worked in a good position at Salem's port and married the love of his life, Sophia Peabody. They moved to live in the old manse at Concord, Massachusetts. Finally, in 1850 came spectacular literary and commercial success with The Scarlet Letter, followed by The House of the Seven Gables the following year. In 1852, Hawthorne published a biography of presidential candidate Franklin Pierce. After Pierce's victory, he was appointed consul in Liverpool, a position that offered prestige, money and fame. At the end of this appointment, he returned several times to Europe before settling in Massachusetts and resuming writing and publication. During the early 1860s, his health declined. And on 19th of May, 1864, during a trip to Plymouth, New Hampshire, he died. He was 59 and was buried in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in Concord, Massachusetts. Rappaccini's Daughter is a classic piece of literature from his pen. Set in Italy, it is an unsettling story of romance destroyed by science.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?